AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Malaysia's maritime agency says a wooden boat carrying about 100 migrants heading to Indonesia has capsized off the country's western coast and that there are an unknown number of fatalities. The agency official says only a dozen people have been rescued so far. Another migrant story continues to play out in Hungary. Migrants poured into Budapest's main rail station as police stopped blocking its main entrance. Those migrants piled into trains despite announcements that there was no service to Western Europe. The Iran nuclear deal, strongly backed by President Obama, is now on track to get through Congress. Senate Democratic supporters claim a decisive 34 votes in favor now, after Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland called the pact the best option available to block Iran from having a nuclear bomb. Vice President Joe Biden is testing the political waters in Florida.
Officially, Vice President Joe Biden is in the Sunshine State to tout the president's education agenda and raise money for Senate Democrats. Not a word about whether he'll run for president. But the event at Miami-Dade College had campaign-style elements, complete with Biden taking off his jacket and clearly noticing a huge media turnout.
It's amazing how good this school is. Look at all the press you've attracted. Their interest in community colleges impressed me greatly.
Interest in Biden is picking up as some Democrats worry about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's campaign. Biden's expected to decide within a month. The first televised debate is October 13th. Tony Winton, Miami.
The Republican National Committee challenging every GOP presidential candidate to sign a pledge not to undertake a third-party bid.
There was never really a question about 16 of the 17 Republican candidates regarding whether or not they would run as Republicans. The only candidate to repeatedly have threatened running as a third-party candidate has been Donald Trump.
This is AP Radio News. China's president is pledging to cut 2.3 million member People's Liberation Army by 300,000 troops. The announcement came at the start of a massive parade in Beijing, commemorating Japan's World War II defeat 70 years ago. The cut brings China's armed forces down to about 2 million, still the world's largest standing military. He starred in such Disney films as The Love Bug and That Darn Cat.
That cat!
Actor Dean Jones has died of Parkinson's disease at 84.
Jones made nearly 50 films. His association with the studio began with an unexpected call from Walt Disney himself. Jones also starred on Broadway.
AP's Jamie Fryer. On Broadway, Jones had the lead of Robert in the now classic Sondheim musical, Company.
Someone to hold you too close.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.